fell face down. We join with them and cast our crowns. We lift our voice, release a sound. Holy, holy, holy. Flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder, blazing fire around your throne. With all of the creatures we cry out. Holy, holy, holy. 24 elders fell face down.
Release a sound tonight. Flashes. Those who are here tonight, how many of you know this is more than just sound or declarations? This is an interaction with the Genesis 1 God tonight. You know, in moments like this, here's the deal with Jesus' message. We can't change ourselves. How many of you know all of our efforts, the best personalities, the wisest people can't change themselves? They can't shift the way they think and their emotions and their tendencies to sin and to not have the fear of the Lord. But I want to declare something to you, that what's happening here tonight is not just sound, it's not just noise, it's a pathway forward. Because Paul said in 2 Corinthians 3:18 that with an unveiled face, you gaze, you behold the glory of the Lord. And then as he said, you're transformed, you're transfigured into the same image from glory to glory. You're not transformed by your own abilities. You're transformed when you encounter him, when you see him. A generation in America needs to see Jesus. They don't need our personalities. They don't need our abilities. They need to see him as he is. And in Revelation 4, we're looking at the throne room. And let's set the record straight. In Colossians chapter 3, Paul said this. He said, set your mind, who knows where, on things above, where Christ is seated. The throne room is not some sci-fi movie. It's real. And Jesus is there in a resurrected body right now. You know, the normal Christian life is to have eyes lifted up. Not just in a moment like this, not just in a conference or an encounter or whatever, but every day, eyes up. Paul said, think about things above, not things on the earth. Think about where Christ is seated. You know, my wife grew up in a military family. And if someone is deployed overseas, imagine if you were deployed in the nation somewhere, but at home you had a spouse, and you had children, and you had bank accounts, and you had a church community, and you had possessions, and you had friendships. You would be on assignment, but your heart would be there. How many of you know your citizenship is there? Your family is there. Your destiny is there, and it's not some sci-fi novel. It's the reality of heaven and earth. And a whole generation needs to behold not some hype, but the reality of the Son of God and all of his glory. And one of the things they have in the throne room, there's a lot of things happening there. Has anyone ever been a student of what's happening there? For the rest of your life, you should be a student of what's happening there. But in Daniel 7, he sees this. He says, there's a river of fire proceeding from the throne. In fact, to be honest, there's fire everywhere in the throne room. There's seven lamps of fire. The sea of glass is mingled with fire. In Ezekiel chapter 1, he sees Jesus and he goes, from the waist up, he's fire. And then he goes, from the waist down, he's fire. There's fire everywhere. But Daniel saw like a river of fire proceeding from the throne. Now, Moses first identified what the fire was in Deuteronomy chapter 4. He said, our God is a consuming fire. A what? Jealous God. I want to tell you what the fire is. It's bridal love, jealous love for humanity and for your heart and for your gaze, because you were born for fascination. You weren't born to pull yourself up by the bootstraps and fix yourself. You were meant to have eyes wide open and a mouth gaping and a heart stunned, not just in a conference, but in every day, in moments, in secret places. You were born for encounter, not for platforms, not for stadiums, not for money, not for possessions. You were born for encounter. A generation was born for encounter. And Moses said it's the jealousy of God. It's his love. It's his bridal affection. And then on and on, David sees it. David goes, there's a river of pleasure in Psalm 36. He called it the river of your pleasure. Speaking of the joy of the Lord. And on, all the way to the day of Pentecost. You guys remember what happened? 120 in the upper room. Tongues of fire. That fire, that's not a force. It's not an atmosphere. It's the Holy Spirit, the person. And he rested on 120 people, and he transformed their emotions, and he made them think different, and they moved in different kind of power than they could ever fabricate before. So much so that 3,000 people were added in one day with one sermon when fire came upon them. That's not hype. That's the Holy Spirit. And I think what's in my heart tonight is what Jesus said when he gave language to this in John 15. He said this in John 15, 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. That river of fire is the jealous, terrifying, exhilarating, fascinating love of Christ that you were born for, and Gen Z was born for, and Gen Alpha was born for, and it's the only hope for America. And I want to say, Jesus gave language to this that we would comprehend the love the same way the Father loves Jesus. How do you think God feels about God? Seriously. How does God feel about God? In John 15, 9, he goes, that's the way he feels about you. Abide in that, and you'll be transformed and transfigured. And how do you abide in it? You talk to him, and you obey him. You just keep singing and keep talking. You can't change yourself, but if you keep talking to him, and the next day you keep talking to him, and then you surrender to him, he's not looking for you to fix yourself. He's looking for your yes and your conversation, because God is not about a system. He is a person. He's a bridegroom that's in the room right now, and he wants to put fire on a generation, not just an experience in an altar, but a living, breathing understanding of his heart. And he's coming, he's coming, he's coming to the temple. I want to pray for the fire of God to be released in America and the nations. But here's what I'm wondering. Music and worship and prayer is the vehicle we get into to step into that conversation. How many of you know that? You're in a vehicle right now that's meant to take you somewhere. But for about 30 seconds, I'm going to pray for God's fire, but I think everyone in this room needs to be the band for a minute. Because Paul said, don't be drunk with wine, instead be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. I wonder, could we stand up for just a moment, please? I wonder for 30 seconds if we could just shut out all distractions and just all over this room begin to lift our voices and ask the Holy Spirit to baptize us with fire. Because when he puts fire on you, it's not just an experience, it's transformation, because it's the love of God. Go ahead, lift your voice if you can. You're the band right now. Let's open up the heavens over Jacksonville, over Florida. Let it come. Let it come. Let the river of fire come to America. Let the river of fire come to Gen Z. Open up the hearts of men and women. Open up the eyes of their understanding. Shift us from glory to glory and light to light. Strength to strength.
all-consuming fire. Prepare a sacrifice now. Prepare a sacrifice now. On our lips we prepare a sacrifice now. With the songs of our hearts, with the songs of our heart, we prepare a sacrifice for you right now. Let your fire fall. Let your fire fall.